But now it's time for jazz. We're going to start right in with some Conrad Herwig.
Thank you.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, that was Conrad Herwig from his latest release called The Latin Side of Herbie Hancock, one of a series of albums Conrad has released, such as The Latin Side of Wayne Shorter and others like that. But that was The Latin Side of Herbie Hancock, and of course that was a Herbie Hancock original, Butterfly, featuring Conrad Herwig on trombone, Robert Amin on drums, Craig Handy playing all kinds of reeds on that one, but I was really digging the bass clarinet that he played on that. Randy Brecker on trumpet, Eddie Palmieri on piano, and Ruben Rodriguez on bass. That is a fine album, and that is definitely a great cut from that album. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. Welcome, listeners. Got a couple hours of great jazz tunes up ahead of you. And we're kind of taking some requests over Facebook. So if you want to head over to my Facebook page, check it out there. Just look up Ken Laster and leave me a request. We had a request. They wanted to hear some Christian Scott and some Sean Jones. So we definitely wanted to do that. So here we go with some Christian Scott. Yeah, that is Sean Jones from his, I think it's his most recent release called The Search Within. And we heard the track called Sean Jones Comes Down. And before that, we heard from Christian Scott from the album You Said, yeah, the album's called Yesterday You Said Today. And that's Christian Scott. And the name of that track was Americant. All right, let's see. That was requested by Justin Robinson over on Facebook. So thanks for that request, Justin. And we're going to move on now with some more tunes. This one from Janik Gwizdala. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That is Nomo from their album called New Tones, and we heard One to One. Don't know that much about that album. I don't know the players on that or anything. Got it a few years ago and ripped it, and I really dig it. Before that, we heard from Janek Gwizdala, really fine bass player, from his album Mystery to Me, live in New York City. And we heard the track called And Another Thing. And let's get the personnel on that one. That is Janek Gwizdala on bass. Jojo Mayer, a great drummer, and he does a great job on that. Mark Turner is on tenor saxophone. John Ellis on soprano sax. Tim Miller on guitar. Elliot Mason on trombone and keyboard. And yeah, it says on keyboards too. Elliot Mason, just really a really fine trombone player. We really like the Mason brothers. Elliot on trombone and his brother on trumpet, whose name I can't remember. But great album. Janek Gwizdala, Mystery to Me. And that was requested by, well, wasn't actually requested. Ken Nichols said he wanted to hear some new jazz, something from the new jazz genre, and I decided to play those. Hopefully I got that right. All right, coming up next, we got Ornette Coleman. This one was requested by Noah Preminger, and we're glad to play that for Noah. And we're going to follow that up with some Rob Garcia IV, which features Noah Preminger on saxophone. So let's start up with Ornette Coleman, Street Woman.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
That is the great John Coltrane from the album Live at Stockholm, 1963. And that is the great John Coltrane Quartet. Coltrane on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And that one was requested by our friend J.R. LaRosa over on Facebook, where I'm getting more requests than I can possibly fit in the show, but I'll do my best, maybe carry over some till next week. Before that, you heard from the Rob Garcia Four from their album Perennial. We heard the track Joe Pieweed, and Rob Garcia Four features Rob Garcia on drums, Danny Tepfer on piano, Noah Preminger on tenor sax, and Chris Lightcap on bass. And we watched the Rob Garcia Four last night over at Smalls. Actually, we weren't at Smalls. We saw it streaming on the Smalls Jazz Club website, where they stream the music each and every night, and it's fun to watch that. We kind of hook it up on our TV and kick back and enjoy that. And speaking of Noah Preminger, he requested a track, which I played before that, called Street Woman from Ornette Coleman's album Science Fiction. That is a great album. And that is Ornette Coleman on alto sax, Dewey Redman on tenor sax, Don Cherry on trumpet. Also has Bobby Bradford on trumpet. The great Charlie Hayden on bass. I just love anything that Charlie Hayden is involved in. Billy Higgins and Ed Blackwell on drums, or one or the other, I may say. Not sure who was playing on that one. All right, time now is 6:58. This is WHUS, not quite time for a station ID, but we'll have to break in and do that. But meanwhile, we're going to get on to some more requests. We had a request for some Lonnie Smith, and we're going to do that right now. Thank you. time now is 7:03. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. That is Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie on what is close to Dizzy Gillespie's birthday, as anybody who had signed on to Google a couple days ago would have seen, because they featured Dizzy Gillespie on there. From the album Salt Peanuts, we heard the track, a Dizzy Gillespie original called Groovin' High. All right, let's see. Before that, we heard from John, let's see. No, I did a mic break right before that. Yeah, I guess I did. So let's hear some more music. We actually got a request from Desron Douglas, one of Hartford's greatest jazz sons. And he had requested a tune, but I had something queued up with Des on it. So we're going to play from Cyrus Chestnut and his brand new album called Journeys, as I said, featuring Desron Douglas on bass and Neil Smith on drums. We're going to hear a track called New Light.